you'll make for your family. Work with a mortgage company that puts you first. I do. Work with a lender founded on biblical principles like do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. I do. It's Mike Gallagher for the only mortgage company I've used for almost a decade now when financing or refinancing Fellowship Home Loans. I'm friends with the owners, Mike and Brian. I even have them on my show occasionally. I know the care their team puts into every single customer. I can personally tell you that it's a smooth, stress-free process. And that's due to Fellowship's level of service and expertise that puts you in the right loan for your family and your goals. There's a reason Fellowship Home Loans is flooded with five-star reviews. Whether purchasing a home or a cash-out refi to consolidate some higher interest debt, you can trust Fellowship Home Loans. Start the process. Make the call. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 819382.
Good morning. It's 1103. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. The Howard County Department of Public Works started work this morning on an old drainage pipe under the roadway in the 15,000 block of Union Chapel Road. Flagging is in place to direct traffic since only one travel lane will be open. The work is expected to wrap up around 3 p.m. weather permitting. The county reminds drivers to stay alert and watch for reduced speed limits, narrow driving lanes, and highway workers. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott delivered the annual State of the City address on Monday night. During his speech, the mayor addressed public safety progress, new city investments, a commitment to young people, and a vision for the future of Baltimore. The mayor highlighted the city's success in reducing the homicide rate, rehabilitating vacant properties, and renewing support for local businesses. A Stein on Sports is next, and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get-together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Rapid Radio's our instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Oriole fans expressing their displeasure during, let's just call it, the incident on Sunday at Camden Yards, with a knock now on management for not getting enough pitching even after losing out on Corbin Burnes. Here's General Manager Mike Elias saying it's just not as simple as it sounds.
My entire job is balancing the needs of the team, the needs of the roster, versus the acquisition cost and what that might do to affect future seasons. That's the job of being a general manager.
Ravens opened their voluntary workout season yesterday in Owings Mills. Among the players in attendance, linebacker Roquan Smith, talking about what he would prefer to see in 2025.
Yeah, all pros, this, that, all that stuff is fine, but it's about, like, you know, getting hardware, and like that's something you accomplish as a team, so that's more of like what I want.
Ravens looking to go defense heavy in the early rounds of the NFL draft, which begins Thursday night in Green Bay. Coming up in 30 minutes, another milestone for the Great Eight. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
At 1106, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures are warmer today. They stay on the warm side the rest of this week. It's a dry day today, a mix of sun and clouds, 80 this afternoon. Tomorrow, sunny and 78. Thursday, near 80 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 59 degrees in Bel Air, 66 in Halethorpe, and 70 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Tuesday to all of you. I hope that your day is going to start off right. I will say, if you've been listening to WCBM all morning, you're doing a great job. Go ahead and give yourself a pat on the back. I will also say that if you're just joining us, where the heck have you been? We were talking about the State of the City address by Mayor Brandon Scott in the first hour. And then in the second hour here, we were talking about the Expungement Reform Act, where Governor Wes Moore wants to expunge some outdated records for violent criminals. And I have to say, that's been kind of split here. In the text line, I have a lot of you saying, no, 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 this isn't a good idea. But I have callers that have been calling in and saying, look, you know, that was 20, 25 years ago. I haven't done anything since, and it's still just sitting there. And so this is quite a topic. I am going to go over here and read you the results of the poll thus far at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Should Maryland allow expungement for violent crimes? So far, 91% of you say no. 9% of you say yes. I got a text here from John. John said, Kim, as a recently divorced father, I think it's absolutely ridiculous to talk about expunging violent criminal records. The ex-wife has had two different boyfriends since my divorce, and one of them had an extensive criminal history, and I do not want that person around my kids, so I took what steps were necessary to investigate those individuals. Again, that's John in Baltimore. John, I can understand that. And like I said, I guess I can see both sides here. You know, when you are younger, especially depending on where you grew up and, you know, how tough the neighborhood was, you know, were you out there fending for yourself because your parents really weren't there to guide you through? I mean, there's always some kind of stories. And I guess I would look at it and say maybe you could take it by a case-by-case scenario. But the problem is here in the state of Maryland, I don't know if they're going to get that right. You know what I mean? Because, this again, the Maryland General Assembly, they just tried to pass the Second Looked Act. And a lot of us read that as, wait a minute. What do you mean you want to do here? A second look for violent criminals? I don't want violent criminals released into the streets. And then, but we do talk about this in a way where if you did the crime, but you already served your time, you know, should you still be paying for that 20 years later if you haven't done anything? It's a tough one. But I'm going to go ahead and give you my take on it. As I noted, I wanted to wait until many of you weighed in. So I'm going to say that I believe that we should take it by a case-by-case situation. And I do believe that there are people today that could be 50, 60 years old, and they might have committed a crime when they were 20. And as we heard some of the examples here on the show, being in the car with someone that had a loaded gun or, you know, and all these things. Again, that's life choices. I know I talk a lot about life choices. But I can see how we would expunge some records. I can see that. Even our last caller, Mike, I could see how we could expunge his record. I was actually surprised to hear that Marilyn Mosby's office turned it down. I don't know exactly, you know, what they're going to do here with this Expungement Reform Act. Here in the state of Maryland, because it's so blue, because Democrats basically run absolutely everything, I would assume that they would get it in. I would love to see it written, you know, and read the bill itself. I would love to know exactly what they consider a violent crime. I would love to know how much time would need to be passed for them to even consider expunging it from someone's record. Would you make sure, you know, that they haven't committed any crimes since? I would be also very leery of loopholes. That happens a lot, let's be honest. But I also believe that people can change. And I follow some Facebook groups online of people that struggled with addiction and got their lives together, or people that used to, you know, live that life of crime and found Jesus and got their life together. And, you know, for those individuals that completely did a 180, I guess I don't know. I would want to see them be able to start over with a clean slate. I would. And I know that's not the very, you know, conservative thing to say here. And I get that. And John, I get your concern with this, you know, expunging of the violent criminal records. I get your concern. I do. I do. But I also get the concern of those that have done the crime, served the time, and have done nothing but be, you know, an amazing contributions to society. And I mean, I know some that are employers. You know what? Come to think of it, I won't say their name. I know an employer that has over, I would say, 70 employees and a few retail locations, and he has a criminal record. But he was one of those guys, he went in early, right? Did something awful when he was a teenager, served his time out by 25, committed his life to Jesus, completely turned his life around, and you would never know that he was on the other side of the tracks. You would never know. And he still has a record, but he's an entrepreneur. And so, you know, that's one way to get around it, right? If you're the job creator rather than someone that's looking for a job. But it's still on his record, and he has complained about it in the past. But he's been able to live a successful life, excuse me, with that still on his record. But I'm sure there's people that look it up here and there. I'm sure people do use it against him here and there. That's a tough one. That's a tough one. We'll keep our eyes on that. I guess I don't know if I trust the Moore administration or the Democrats in the Maryland General Assembly to take it case by case. I don't know if I trust that they would get it right. Here we are, for some reason, we love, you know, to prop up criminals. And I was thinking about this yesterday. The Democrats, like, they're heroes. I mean, if you look at the list, Freddie Gray, George Floyd, now Kilmer Garcia. How are these your heroes? I don't, you know, it's mind-boggling. And so, yeah, we would have to take a look at the act itself and read it thoroughly. And at that point in time, I'm sure we'll discuss it then. But I'm glad that many of you are weighing in. If you still want to weigh in, don't forget that poll question will be up on WCBM.com all day today. And please make your voice be heard on that one, because it is. It's a tough topic. I know I said this yesterday. I said I wasn't going to discuss it anymore and I wasn't going to give it any more oxygen. And I meant it. I meant it, Brian, the producer. I really did. But here again, Democrats, I don't know why those in office, and I'm, look, there are many moderate Democrats that listen to this show, and I love you, okay? I love the fact that you can hear the other side. I listen to some Democrats time and time again because I want to hear the other side, right? It's kind of what you do. You're a little bit curious. Well, here we had four more members of Congress go down to El Salvador. And wouldn't you know it, those four members were turned away and they were told they're not allowed to see Kilmer Garcia. I guess my question is, and this goes to Congressman Glenn Ivey, because he says he's going down to El Salvador next month. At what point, like anything that you saw with Senator Chris Van Hollen and his trip to El Salvador, what did you see that made you believe that you were going to see Kilmer Garcia when you got there? I mean, he had roadblock after roadblock, obstacle after obstacle. We found out more about Kilmer Garcia's criminal history, right? Talk about expungement. That better not include illegal immigrants. I know that much. That's another thing. Look, I'm telling you right now, those loopholes, they'll be big. You got to look at all of this. But here you learned more about Kilmer Garcia, and you still went to El Salvador claiming that you were going to break him out of jail. And of course, they were very progressive, one being Max Frost. Oh, I know a lot about Max Frost, more than I want to know about Max Frost. And that's because with my pack, we had Willie Montague. He was running in Orlando, Florida. And the guy, Max, what they consider, quote unquote, progressive. I mean, he really is just awful. He really is awful. Well, anyways, of course, he would tell Salvador, because they're all now thinking that this is going to be some great photo op. So they run down El Salvador and they're turned away at the door. And of course, now they're all kind of like, well, we don't know what happened. Well, we could have told you that before you went. We could have said the same thing to Senator Chris Van Hollen. I want you to take a listen, though, to this clip. This is why I brought this back up, even though I don't want to discuss it. Senator Chris Van Hollen was finally asked on CNN by Caitlin Collins on whether or not he did ask Kilmer Garcia if he was a member of MS-13. Take a listen.
But you told my colleague Dana Bash yesterday that you did not ask Abrego Garcia whether or not he's actually in MS-13. You said you know what his answer is. But how do you know if you did not ask him?
Well, because I know what he's said many times in court, and that's the proper forum for debating this.
So there you go. Senator Chris Van Hollen said he did not even ask Kilmer Garcia if he was ever a member of MS-13. And he said, I'm basing that off of what he said in court, as if people don't lie when they take the stand in court, right? I mean, are you kidding me? This is what we're dealing with. Now, there are still, even after that admission there, and that was to CNN, there are still people on my Facebook page telling me that Senator Chris Van Hollen is a hero, telling me that what he did was great. Well, why can't he ask him if he was once an MS-13 gang member? Why couldn't his wife, Jennifer Garcia, while speaking to Michael Strahan, obviously not a conservative Republican, why couldn't she elaborate on the domestic violence charges that she filed more than once against Kilmer Garcia? She couldn't even comment on him. You see, these are the games that they're going to play. So I will say this. Congressman Glenn Ivey, if you decide that you're going to go out to El Salvador, and if it's just to see Kilmer Garcia, if it's to get this photo opportunity, you can already see that they're turning people away. They don't want to play these games. You are not entitled to see Kilmer Garcia in El Salvador. And he is a citizen of El Salvador. Like, there, you have no jurisdiction. Zero. And so, yes, you can go down there, Glenn Ivey, but you will be embarrassed. And I will laugh at you. I will do so. I've got Bill in Columbia. Bill, you wanted to weigh in?
Thank you very much for taking my call. The argument on the other side, on the left, or at least a lot of people on the left, is that the Trump administration admitted in the beginning that they sent Garcia to Ecuador, to San Salvador, because of an administrative error. Now, that error was that they were eminently legally able to deport him, but they weren't supposed to deport him to that prison in El Salvador. So, you know, the argument over there is, look, you know, let's bring him home and send him to some other country. Deport him to somewhere else. That would be eminently legal. What do you think?
Yeah, Bill. So, and that's why I had the poll question a couple of days ago. You know, should we just facilitate, you know, the move to, you know, a different country? We could do that if that's what they're upset about. And I understand that was an error, right? And I think the Trump administration did take accountability and admit it. But yeah, I think we should just move him. But I guess I wonder, Bill, which other country would actually take him on?
That's a very good question. The Supreme Court also was not very clear. They didn't really order the Trump administration to bring him home.
Yeah.
They just said they wanted to facilitate it. Well, to the Trump administration, what does that mean? You know, they can use it as a cover and just say, well, you know, sorry, the president of, you know, El Salvador is not cooperating, whatever.
Yeah.
I think they should bring him back, have a hearing, and send him to somewhere else. I don't know where else.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Ukraine, Bill, maybe.
Yeah. Well, Bill, thank you so much. I appreciate you weighing in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, I'm doing great. That's funny. That is funny. I got Bob and Arnold. Bob, you wanted to weigh in?
Oh, yes. Okay. I've got a great theory here on Van Hollen. The intensity which he is using is as if he's defending his own son. I mean, and his voice is actually shaky at times. I mean, the intensity got me wondering why.
Oh, no, Bob. Did we lose Bob? Oh, Bob, I think you might have hit the button there. Bob, you can call back. When you get back from break. All right. Bob, would you, you might have hit the mute button, Bob. Call right back. When you get back from break, we'll definitely talk to you more about this. Right now, I just want to tell you about Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions. They have joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. You see, both companies have been in business for over half a century, and it's about time that the two premier transmission service companies have teamed up. Whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glen Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You're going to get the same courteous, professional, and expert service from both companies. They have free area towing and financing available. So go ahead and call Glen Burnie Transmissions at 410-766-8500 or you can go online at gbt-online.com. You can also call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or go to jjt-online.com. Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions is the best team in Baltimore.
Tim Munson here for AES Builder and Home Improvements. It's been an honor serving our radio listeners for over 35 years. At AES, we connect with families to help them make their homes beautiful, functional, and comfortable at the lowest possible price. We refuse to cut corners and do not bid to subcontractors. AES gives a 5-year free labor warranty on all our work, even though the state of Maryland requires only 1 year. Listen to what our customers are saying. The Liverman stated, out of all the projects done over the years, bar none, AES is absolutely the best. Kenneth said, your men are skilled professionals with exceptional results. Christine said, they were very thorough and incredible, attentive to details. Love it. If you want to save money on a new kitchen, bathroom, addition, or more, call AES today at 1-800-787-SAVE or see us on the web at aeshome.us. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. And remember, when we're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
All right, we're talking about what I didn't want to talk about. And that's okay. I know you guys want to talk about it. Senator Chris Van Hollen, he did admit that he never asked Kilmer Garcia if he was ever a member of MS-13. And Caitlin Collins from CNN asking a good question, which she asked, why not? And he said, well, he said it in court that he wasn't. So, you know, I just thought, yeah, well, keep this conversation in court. Why not? I got some callers on the line that want to weigh in. I've got Priscilla and Hampstead. Good morning, Priscilla.
Good morning, Kim. How are you?
Good, good.
Good. I have a question for you. It's something that's been in my mind a little bit. Has anybody ever thought about with Ms. Garcia that she was taking her husband to court for domestic violence charges and then she did not show up? Do you think perhaps she may have suffered repercussions from the MS-13 gang if she had pursued the charges?
Yeah, Priscilla, I see a lot of people online asking that question. It's a great question, and I would think so. Not only that, I would think that even if she showed up to court, most likely he would have been on a list to be deported.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Priscilla, thank you so much for pointing that out. I appreciate you.
Great, thank you.
Thank you. Yep, that's a good one. And, yeah, if she would have followed through, right, and said, okay, there's domestic violence here. I am considering getting a divorce from Kilmer Garcia. And he's already applied for asylum. And he was already rejected at that point. I would think that a judge on that domestic violence case would have just said, all right, you know, time to deport him. That's what I would suspect would happen. And also another piece of that, Priscilla, I'm glad you brought that up. Another piece of that, when you're looking at the ABC interview that his wife did, Jennifer Garcia, and the fact that she could not respond to that domestic charge, and maybe this is what Priscilla was touching on. You do wonder if she got the call, you know, from MS-13 telling her to watch her mouth. I wonder if this woman is under duress in any way. I really do. It is very clear that at one point in time in Kilmer Garcia's life, he was involved with MS-13. And the last time I checked, like many gangs, you can try to leave, but you're not really ever released completely, from my understanding, especially such a gang like MS-13, which is so violent, because you know their secrets, you know more about, you know, other things that they probably don't want you going to the police about. And you have to wonder, does Jennifer Garcia, does she know about some of the crimes that were committed at one point in time by her husband and other members of MS-13? That would be something if it turned out that she was receiving threats and that she was scared for her life. And we find this out later about, you know, this time, you know, this moment in her life that she was afraid and getting threats because this is now such a huge national story. I wonder if Senator Chris Van Hollen and friends have ever considered this, because that's, you know, reality is that she could be getting threats from the other side. I've got Frank in Dundalk. Frank, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes, Tim. Thank you, babe. I love your show, by the way.
Thank you.
If I could just make these points real quick and then I'll get off. Number one is, if this shoe was on the other foot and this was a Republican, I guess we call them down there, or a Democrat down there, and we wanted to go free them, they tell us to go pound sand. They'd be locking us up right, left, and center. Number two, how can they continue to do this stuff against the citizens of the United States based on the oath that they take to protect, defend the Constitution? And real quickly, I'm losing all my objectivity over the stuff that's been going on the last 4.5 years. Just all objectivity is out the window. Thank you, Kim, for a great show.
Thank you. Thank you, Frank, so much for weighing in. I appreciate you. And I understand. You know what? I will say this, though. The fact, again, and I know I say this a lot, the fact that President Trump won the popular vote and all 7 swing states, I would say, please, Frank, don't give up. Don't give up hope. There is a silent majority, and it's not just within the Republican Party. It's also independents and moderate Democrats. Now, will they make their voices heard? Will we see some seats flip that need to flip, like these four? Now, these four members that went to El Salvador, I checked to see, you know, what their districts look like, just so you know, they're safe in their districts. They are so safe. There was one of them, they had a D+24 district. One of them had a D+18. Like, a Democrat is going to win. Now, whether or not Democrats are going to consider primarying one of these so-called progressives, we shall see. But these are the kind of races that I want to get involved in. You know what I mean? I would love to see all four of those members lose their seats. And if you had a primary then with a moderate Democrat, you know, let's go. Let's do it. A Republican's not going to win in a D+24 anyway. The least we could do is pick the Democrat that isn't so ridiculous. All right, coming up next, I got more people that want to weigh in on this. And you know what, you guys, you're forcing my hand. But no, it is this important topic. If you want to weigh in, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I did want to tell you about also the Baltimore Juvenile Justice Program that I actually agree with. And I'll tell you that in passing. Also, Tom Fitton with Judicial Watch, he was unfollowed by a longtime friend on X. I will tell you who that is. And it's over the Epstein files, by the way.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. America's wealthiest university, Harvard, which boasts a $53 billion endowment, is suing the Trump administration over a $2 billion freeze in federal funding. Responding to a higher Trump administration tariff levy on its imports from pharmaceuticals, Swiss drug maker Roche says it will invest $50 billion in U.S. manufacturing over 5 years and plans to add 12,000 jobs in the U.S. The Anti-Defamation League says a number of anti-Semitic incidents in the U.S. reached a record high last year. The group's report notes 58% of the 9,354 incidents have to do with Israel. A rally underway on Wall Street at midday. The Dow is up 793 points, gain of more than 2%. The Nasdaq, 375 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. There are so many things to look forward to, whether it's walking your dog, taking a stroll through the park with a loved one. It can be just energizing to get outside. Getting back into activities such as these can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. Our patented three-step arch support system has helped countless people find relief. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Amazing, the change. No pain left in my foot. My ability to walk is vastly improved. Like on a Saturday afternoon, I will take my dog for a walk, which is, I would watch football, I would watch basketball, I would do anything but probably go out and take a walk. But I do that now because there's no pain. I'm doing things more outside than I would have otherwise before. It's just real. Like, it really does work.
Good Feet Arch Supports can be the solution you need to get the most out of your springtime activities. Come into the Good Feet store for your free fitting and test walk, or visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Dean Kramer takes the hill tonight as the Orioles travel the Beltway, take on the Nats in D.C. Last time out for Kramer, much better than his previous three starts. Here's General Manager Mike Elias on both Kramer and Charlie Morton's overall start to the season.
I think they're disappointed that their stats aren't better. They both look fine in terms of their stuff and velocity, and their track records that they've laid down at the major league level certainly suggest that there's good reason to believe that this is an aberration.
On the bright side, Kramer tough against the Nats. Three starts, 3-0 on the career, a 204 earned run average. Caps and Canadiens begin their Stanley Cup series in grand fashion last night.
Off this draw, it squirts loose. On tempo, ready, rebounded tight, score! For the first time in his career, Alex Ovechkin has a Stanley Cup playoff overtime goal.
Joe Beninati with the call on Monumental in the 45th overtime playoff game of Ovi's career. 3-2 Caps the final. Head coach Spencer Carberry on his team leader.
Made a couple of big plays for us. Tonight was physical, set the tone. First period, he was leading the charge and dragging guys into the fight.
Two goals, one assist, seven hits for Ovi last night, among 42 for the Caps, who lead the series 1-0. Game two is Wednesday night. Coming up in 30 minutes, spring training plans sometimes go awry. And that is Stein on Sports.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Plenty of sunshine, no rain through Thursday. The end of the week, we are dealing with some wet weather. Today, we've got some passing clouds, and that's it. It's warmer this afternoon, near 80 the high today, mid to upper 50s overnight. Sunshine tomorrow, 78. 80 the high Thursday, and Friday, only a few afternoon showers. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're back in the Miller's yard, who now use True Green.
Their lawn started looking like a golf course, and PGA Tour Golf has made it their favorite stuff.
Get a PGA Tour quality lawn for as little as a dollar a day at TrueGreen.com. Exclusions apply. See TrueGreen.com for details.
Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free sky-high silver report and precious metals IRA guide at BetterNestEgg.com. Don't leave your future to change. Go to BetterNestEgg.com.
Steel, walk behind, zero turn, and stand-on mowers are built to get the job done. Shop online or at your local Steel dealer. Steel, let's go mow.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we're talking about Senator Chris Van Hollen and obviously his trip to El Salvador. And Caitlin Collins of CNN, she finally asked, you know, why didn't you ask Omar Garcia, Senator, if he was previously an MS-13 gang member? And he said, well, he said in the court of law previously that he was not. So it is what it is. I got Bob back on the line here. Bob and Arnold. Hey, Bob.
Yes. The intensity with which this man is reacting here, it's telling me something is wrong. We're probably looking at the wrong channel here. I believe he is being threatened. There's too much intensity, like he's defending his own son.
Oh, so you think Senator Chris Van Hollen might be threatened by MS-13?
The more I hear him, the more I see it. I mean, it's abnormal to defend someone like him. You ask yourself, what could be the possible reason? Now, second, Supreme Court, how about Barrett? She's been threatened. And look what's happening with her. She's siding with the other side. And Roberts has joined the other side for quite a while now. And there was a theory, I heard somebody said that, I hate to say, I don't know if I want to say this, but, well, it's nothing bad, but that he adopted some kids illegally. Way back I heard this, and then I never heard it again. And that's when Obama, I think, was president, and he sided with him on something. I can't remember what that was. Hmm. But that's two people right there that... And they've been acting like they were. And now we got Holland.
All right. Well, you know what, Bob? That's an interesting theory there. And I guess anything's up for grabs at this point. Bob, thank you so much for calling back. I appreciate you.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. That's a theory I haven't heard before, is that Senator Chris Van Hollen could be under duress. I've got David in Parkville. David, what say you?
Hey, Kim. Love your show.
Thank you.
A whole lot. The reporter missed a perfect follow-up question. She could have asked Mr. Van Hollen, are we to assume that the courts got it wrong twice, the American courts, that they're lying about who he is?
Yeah.
And at some point, this Van Hollen, he's got to stop courting these gangsters because he looks like a fool. And I think he's so far in, he can't even back out. Unless it's in his DNA to protect these gangsters.
Yeah. I mean, look, you never know, unfortunately. And it seems to be something that you see a lot on the left. David, thank you so much for weighing in. I hope you have a great week. Thank you. Van Hollen, in my view, does look like a fool. But like I said, when I go to the comment section on his page, like just go to his Facebook page, there are people telling him that he is a hero. And I don't mean just a couple. There are hundreds of people on his Facebook page saying that he's doing the right thing. And maybe that's what he's listening to. I've got Richard in Crumpton. Richard, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes. Hello, Kim. How you doing?
Good.
Listen, I'm kind of leaning with Bob.
Okay.
But I think this guy has something on Van Hollen and some of the Democrats.
Oh. Okay. All right. So
there's absolutely no way that they can do and are doing what they're doing. I think they're in a panic state.
Okay, so you're thinking that this is like, you know, they're coming up on an election cycle and midterms and they got nothing else?
That's right.
Yeah. Well, Richard, you could be right on that one. Thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate you.
Bye.
Thank you. Look, just so you guys, there's no wrong answer here because we have no idea. I wish somebody would ask, you know, Senator Chris Van Hollen point blank, why are you going so hard on this? Why are you willing to die on this hill? I would love to know. I got Michelle in Northwest Baltimore. You wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, I don't know if anybody, I haven't been listening all morning, so I don't know if anybody asked you this. But I seem to recall that when Kamala Harris was pressured about the border, she said, I'm going to go to Venezuela and I'm going to ask them and find out the root causes.
She
never went anywhere near the border except about 60 miles away in El Paso. Okay, she never actually went there. So it strikes me that it's the same thing with Chris Van Hollen. The obvious thing is you don't have to go to Venezuela. Go visit the wife and say, what happened? Is it true that he beat you? You know, have you been threatened? I mean, it doesn't cost any money. He was paying for this, I understand, with taxpayers' money.
Yeah.
Hello, why did he not deal with the obvious? He could have gone to visit with the wife and asked her, and no one's asking her. The obvious thing is, they don't want to know.
Michelle, I think you're right on that. Thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate you. You know, it's kind of what we saw from Jennifer Garcia when she was on ABC with Michael Strahan. You know, Michael Strahan asked her about the domestic violence allegations, and she gave some kind of response that had nothing to do with it. She said, well, Kilmer's alive. And he's like, wait, what? And he said, well, I'm not going to press you on that. And I'm sure in his ear, he had ABC telling him, no. Don't go further. Just, you know, say, have a nice day. You know, because the producers will get in your ear real fast if they feel like they're in a jam or if whoever they're interviewing seems to be in a jam. And as I mentioned in that interview, she was definitely reading a script that someone was putting in front of her. And it looked to me that they didn't have an answer for that question. And I noted, I don't think they thought ABC would ever ask about it. You know, I think they think that the press is completely on their side. I did want to mention, and we'll continue on this topic. I know I've got some more people that want to weigh in on here. I did want to mention the Baltimore Juvenile Justice Program with the justice system is trying something new. And this article is in the Baltimore Sun, if you want to take a look at it. But they're trying to put some of these kids into theater classes. I know, sounds kind of crazy, right? I want to believe, and this, you know, we've discussed this in the past. I want to believe that some of these kids can be saved. And I think it's, you know, up to a certain point. I think studies have shown, you know, 13, 14. But I think you could go a bit further than that. Depends on how, you know, it's case-by-case basis. Depends on how mature the individual is that you're dealing with. And, of course, their criminal history. But the Baltimore Juvenile Justice Program is trying this theater class. And I think that this will give some of those kids the attention that they desperately need. And I also feel as though that if you gave them something like this, where they're learning something, right? They feel like they now have some kind of talent, that they have some kind of self-worth. I think that you could possibly change some lives around. Now, is it going to be a catch-all? Absolutely not. And I don't even know how many of those juveniles would even sign up for something like this. But do I think that there are some kids that are caught up in the juvenile justice system right now because they were recruited by, you know, gangs? They don't have that system at home to protect them. And they're really just kind of looking for a way to get out of there. I think that there are some. I really do. And this is why I talked about, you know, with all those rec centers, you know, they should have round-the-clock tutoring in a lot of those centers. And I think it should be mandatory. Especially, you know, all those kids, it is very easy to have them come in that door with their report cards or their progress reports. And then you say, okay, little Jimmy, have a seat. You have a D here, an F here, and, you know, a B here. Let's focus on the D and the F, and let's get these grades up. And then after we study for a little bit, for an hour or so, you can go out there and play basketball. That's what it should be like. I don't really appreciate these rec centers that just kind of like, you know, just there for, you know, playtime. And they want, you know, all the latest equipment inside. No, these kids, a lot of them need guidance. So anyways, I just want to mention that to you. That's the new program there from the Baltimore Juvenile Justice System. They're putting some of these kids in theater classes. If you want to read about it, it's an article on the Baltimore Sun. They also have it on Fox 45's website. I do believe a lot of these kids need attention and they need a sense of self-worth. And I just base that off of, you know, the nonprofit work I've done in Baltimore City in meeting some of those women that were in and out of incarceration. A lot of those women, if they just knew how much they were worth and they knew their value, I don't think they would have been caught up with some of those guys that were having them stash drugs and their guns and all this other stuff that they were getting locked up for. I think if they knew just how amazing they were as women and understood that they could go out there and, you know, earn their own living, they didn't have to mess with some, you know, clown like that, you would see a lot less women in and out of, you know, the system. I really do believe that. And I think these kids could be saved the same way. So usually we talk about wraparound services and we wonder what they are. Just so you know, right now they're going to test this theater program for some of these kids that they believe that they can save. And at this point, I say try it. What can you lose? What can you lose? It's already in, you know, a system that's been failing the kids. All right, we're talking about Senator Chris Van Hollen as well. His trip to El Salvador, Mr. Kilmer Garcia. I've got Lucy in Bel Air. Lucy, you wanted to weigh in?
Well, yeah. Some people are wondering if the gangs are pressuring him or the girlfriend. She wouldn't answer Mike Strahan's question about when she reported the violence.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think anybody from the gangs are bothering him. I think it's the very expensive lawyer that has taken her case for free. I think he's telling her what she can say and what she shouldn't say. She had a paper that she read. She had to read a paper when she made her first statement some days ago.
Yeah.
And I think this is being funded, and I don't know by whom, but I bet Chris Van Hollen knows.
Oh, you know what, Lucy? I didn't think about that. because you do have some of the George Soros type people out there that would love to see something like this with everybody so divided. Yeah, you know what? I didn't think about that. You could be right. Thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate you.
Certainly.
Thank you. Bye. See, this is why I love that everybody can call in. Because we're now, like, you know, it's like a meeting of the minds. We're all just brainstorming here. But, you know, like I said, there's no wrong answer here. Because we're trying to figure out why Van Hollen would die on this hill. It doesn't make sense. I got Mike in Eldersburg. Mike, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, Jim, how are you?
Good.
Good. I love the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, my take on the, you know, retrieving the kid from El Salvador, I think it's just a cover-up because they don't want to talk about all the millions of dollars that DOGE is uncovering that they're stealing from the taxpayers. And they're just trying to decoy us into some listening to something else other than that.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you have, you know, and I also looked at it, Mike, as a good pushback, I guess, you know, on ICE and obviously what Trump has been accomplishing.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Mike, that's, you know what? Another good answer. Thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Well, I mean, look, there's a lot of money going in and out of the system for illegal immigration. And as Trump cracks down on it, yeah, there's a lot less money going into people's back pockets. You know what? It could be all of the above at this point. I mean, it really could be. It could be. I didn't want to tell you, Tom Fitton with Judicial Watch. I know he was recently in town. He was spoke to Anne Arundel County GOP club. Tom Fitton was just unfollowed on X by someone that I like a lot, Dan Bongino. Yes, you know that he's now the deputy there at the FBI, deputy director. And I don't know who follows, you know, who follows someone and doesn't follow somebody else, but there's people watch this stuff, I guess. Could you imagine trying to keep track on who's following and unfollowing? What a life to live, you know? Well, anyways, it was revealed yesterday that Dan Bongino unfollowed Tom Fitton, and this is after Tom Fitton and Judicial Watch filed a lawsuit over the Jeffrey Epstein files. Now, many of us are waiting for those files. Many of us feel bamboozled after they pretended to give the files to a bunch of influencers that had a meeting at the White House. And Judicial Watch, I guess, got fed up, filed this lawsuit, and now Dan Bongino unfollowed him. Interesting indeed. Now, does it absolutely have to do with the Epstein files? I don't know. People are saying that the timing is quite interesting, of course. I also wanted to note to you, and I thought this was odd, Kristi Noem, the Department of Homeland Security, she was at a D.C. restaurant over the weekend, and somebody stole her purse right there at the dinner. And according to somebody that was in the room, they were saying that it was one of those rooms where you kind of rent it out in the restaurant. You know what I'm talking about? Like the back room, in case you have like a party or something like that. They were in a back room like that. And she had her bag or her purse on her chair, apparently. And as she's kind of walking around the room, talking to people, and you know, what have you, she then later realized that her purse was stolen right out of that room. Well, of course, they went back to the cameras. And they were able to see that it was some guy that came in the room with like one of the COVID masks on his face, grabbed the bag and left. And nobody really saw him, but they saw it on the cameras. I could have sworn our secretaries walked around with at least security detail, right? If not Secret Service. I really wonder about this. Now, in that purse, $3,000 cash. So immediately I thought this was an inside job. This is how my mind works, I guess. Because why, you know, I mean, would you know that somebody is carrying $3,000 cash? And would you be willing to steal her purse specifically if you didn't know about the $3,000 cash? I would think that you would have to know about it. You would have to know about it. Now, apparently in there was the cash, sunglasses, keys, her department head, I guess, lanyard with her ID, whatever she uses, you know, to get into the DHS building. But they said the most valuable thing, I guess, at that point is the $3,000. Oh, right. Her passport was also in there. And, of course, her IDs. Well, anyways, that happened over the weekend. I thought that was interesting. You don't hear, you know, there's some people that are like, you know, we hear about robberies for sure. But a lot of times we hear about robberies, they say, you know, give me your money, give me your phone. It's done with you standing there so they can take whatever it is they believe they want from you. But apparently this person walked right in, beelined to her purse, took the purse, and walked right out. I believe it's somebody that would have to know. You would have to know that $3,000 were there. What would it be? Think about it. In what case or in what situation would you think that it was worth the risk to swipe her purse? Like if it's just a purse and a passport and IDs and possibly credit cards and her DHS badge, is it worth the risk knowing that there's some kind of security or secret service there? Not worth the risk. $3,000 cash for some Yahoo, worth the risk. I don't know. I'm going to be watching that story because I think it's somebody that knows her. I really do. And then they wore the COVID mask. That's another thing. When are they going to get rid of these COVID masks? I know there's some people that still, you know, wear them for, you know, because they feel better, or maybe they do have like cancer or something and they, you know, they feel better about wearing it. But for the most part, can we get rid of the masks? I'm over the masks. Okay? I feel like it's just people trying to hide their identity at this point. All right, coming up next, I'm going to tell you just how weird Bill Gates currently is. And then I also want to talk a little bit about Pete Hegseth and the interview he had on the White House lawn during the Easter egg roll there with C-SPAN.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through May 4th, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires enrollment and paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra and subject to change.
Turf Valley Resort is your perfect destination for conferences, executive meetings, and corporate retreats, offering a variety of event spaces, 172 hotel rooms and suites, 2 championship golf courses, full-service restaurant, and spa. Work with our experienced team of catering and event planners to meet all of your needs. Visit turfvalley.com or call 410-465-1500. Turf Valley is centrally located in the Baltimore-Washington corridor as Maryland's premier event venue.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Tuesday on the show, the left is freaking about Trump deporting illegals and violent gang members, but they forgot about Joe Biden deporting tens of thousands of children under 5 during his presidency.
Hey, teacher, leave them kids alone.
I'm still wondering.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, don't forget, tomorrow we'll be joined by Sholden Daniels. He's running against Representative Jasmine Crockett in Dallas, Texas. So please tune into the show tomorrow. Like I said, it's been very difficult to track him down. He is an attorney, he's a practicing attorney. You know what? I do like when people run for office and they have a job. You know, those that don't have a job, you scratch your head a bit, like, why are you doing this? You know. Well, anyways, I did want to mention Pete Hegseth was there at the Easter egg roll yesterday at the White House. And of course, C-SPAN stopped him to talk to him about the latest, which is the NPR post. They posted an article stating that the White House has begun looking for a new head of DOD. Now, President Trump says that is not true. Hegseth says that's not true. But take a listen.
About the signal chat controversy.
You know, what a big surprise that a few leakers get fired and suddenly a bunch of hit pieces come out from the same media that peddled the Russia hoax won't get back their Pulitzers. They got Pulitzers for a bunch of lies.
Pulitzer's for a bunch of lies and on hoaxes, time and time and time again. And as they peddle those lies, no one ever calls them on. See, this is what the media does. They take anonymous sources from disgruntled former employees, and then they try to slash and burn people and ruin their reputations. Not going to work with me, because we're changing the Defense Department, putting the Pentagon back in the hands of warfighters, and anonymous smears from disgruntled former employees on old news doesn't matter. So I'm happy to be here at the Easter Egg Roll with my dad and my kids, because, you know, this is what we're doing it for, these kids right here. This is why we're fighting the fake news media. This is why we're fighting slash and burn Democrats. This is why we're fighting hoaxsters. Hoaxsters. This group, this group right here, full of hoaxsters that peddle anonymous sources from leakers with axes to grind, and then you put it all together as if it's some news story. And what we know, you know exactly what it is. So I'm really proud of what we're doing for the president, fighting hard across the board, and I'm going to go roll some Easter eggs with my kids.
Have you spoken to the president, sir?
And we are going to continue fighting on the same page all the way.
All right, that's Pete Hegseth. And as I mentioned yesterday when all this was coming out, just delete the Signal app and be done with it. That's all Pete has to do. All right, just delete the app. That way, whether it's disgruntled employees or people coming at it from the press or what have you, delete the app so no one else can say that you're leaking any classified information on some obscure app when it should be on some kind of government server. Delete the app. It's just that easy. But I do agree with him. I think the NPR post is fraudulent. I do think it's anonymous sources. I don't think that Trump is looking to fire Pete Hegseth. I don't know where they come up with this stuff, but I think he's right about that. Real quick, just want to tell you, Bill Gates, yes, he's still weird. He's claiming that AI and robots will replace doctors and teachers in 10 years. So why should we even bother with Kerwin or the blueprint, right? Just throw it out. I did wonder if we could replace Bill Gates with a robot. That would be interesting, wouldn't it? All right, tomorrow we'll talk to Sheldon Daniels, and of course, we have so much more to discuss. As always, Brian, thank you for a great show, and I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to consumer.